Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, sweet spirit, fall on me. If you let the anointing saturate you tonight from your head down to your feet, to the point that the devil can't touch. I'm going to sing this song first, and I want you to join in with me tonight. And let this be your prayer. Oh, let your anointing, you that are home, let your anointing saturate you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You want the spirit to touch you tonight? Follow me. Come on, quiet. Everybody, oh, sweet spirit.
Amen, amen. Welcome, everybody. Welcome, everybody. You are on the mantle of God. I am your host, Minister Damian Brown, amen, a.k.a. Faith Walker. I have our special guest with us at this time, Prophetess Dewan of the Prophetic Dewan's Outreach Global Ministries, also the Marketplace Prophets, amen. Welcome, woman of God.
Hello there. I am so glad to be with you tonight. Thank you for having me on your broadcast.
Amen, amen. We're just going to go into a word of prayer, amen. Make sure that the Lord is definitely, we know he's in the midst, amen, right now, amen. But even in the realm, a lot of things been happening, amen, so we're just going to go into prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God, we ask that you anoint us, Lord God. Anoint this broadcast, Lord God. Lord God, touch the airwaves, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God. Lord God, even touch the individuals who are here by divine appointment, Lord God, whether it be on the cellular phones, Lord God, whether it be on the landlines, Lord God. We ask that you move mightily, Lord God. Lord God, let the testimony, Lord God, and let the instruction, Lord God, from your mouthpiece go forth this night, Lord God. Let it quicken somebody, Lord God. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God. We ask, Lord God, that you touch the airlines, Lord God. The airlines, Lord God, all the internet, Lord God. Lord God, bind anything that's not like you, Lord God. Let us be led by the Spirit, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, for this broadcast, Lord God. Let your people be empowered, Lord God. Let the information that go forth, Lord God, motivate people in business, Lord God. And Lord God, let them be motivated, Lord God, to become kingdom-minded, Lord God, and to have to tap into their destiny. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen and amen.
Amen,
amen. Amen. Okay, amen. Well, amen, we got Prophetess Dewan on the line. We're going to put her on the spot, amen. I'm just excited, amen, because I've had the honor and privilege of being on her Monday and Friday when she does the 15-minute Power Pack prayer, amen, of the Marketplace Prophets, where she ministers, amen, prays for the fivefold ministry, also the business leaders. It's just a wonderful prayer line. It blessed me every time I get ready to go to the studio on Monday. It's just been blessing me, amen, and it blessed a whole lot of other people who I had the honor and privilege of just letting them know about that. But we're going to talk to the woman of God tonight about the mission, the ministry, and the mandate. So I want to ask you, woman of God, when did you know that you were different from the people you were among at the mouthpiece of the Lord?
You know, it's funny. That's a great question because I normally, the prophets that I raise up, I tend to have them seek the answer to that question as well. But I guess I noticed at a young age that I was different. However, it wasn't until I think in my 20s that I realized that I was probably a prophet of God. But again, at a young age, when you're a little bit different than other people and, you know, you hear things and you see things that other people don't see, or you receive what others would say is a premonition about something, and then all of a sudden it happens, that's when you really realize, okay, maybe I'm not like the average person. And for me, it happened when I was about 7 or 8 years old, to be exact. I remember I was talking to my brother, the night before, I had a dream that my grandfather had died, that my paternal grandfather died. Mm. And then got up the next morning, talked to my brother, who was just a year older than me, and then he's the one who told me that my grandfather was sick and had passed away. And I said, really? And, you know, it was kind of one of those defining moments that you always remember. And then after that, different things would happen. But that was the one thing that I remember as a young child that would make me go, And then now, later on in life, I realized that was the prophetic mantle at work. I just didn't know what it was.
So your family, like, in the Bible, we know, you know, our Messiah, Jesus Christ, he comes through the lineage of Jesse, throne of David, and all of that. Where would you trace the anointing of Prophetess Dewan? Well, how would you trace the anointing if a person wanted to look back? Where would you say that anointing through your family lineage? How did that work?
How did it work? You know what? I will say this. I grew up in definitely a household of faith.
Right.
I grew up in a household of faith. I knew that indeed God existed. I knew that he could do anything, because along the way, my family was challenged in our faith in different incidences, but I believe some of those challenges came because of even the anointing that was on my life and what God had to walk me through. So, for instance, my dad was always a minister of music at a church. My mother was always the evangelist and all of that stuff, but had she been in another denomination, she probably would have been ordained. Amen? You understand what I'm saying?
Amen.
But let me say this. So along Amen. The way, I grew up in the church. I knew the Bible. I knew what was going on. But here's the key thing that I think you'll find interesting. It wasn't until a couple years ago that my dad saw an email that I sent out talking about the healing power of God and how I'd laid hands and healed people. Then guess what he said? All of a sudden, he said, "Well, you know what? Your great-grandmother was a healer as well." I said, "What? You never, what are you talking about?" He said, "Yeah, back in Winfield, Louisiana, sometimes she would get up in the churches and, you know, she would lay hands and people would be healed." I said, "Really? In a Baptist church? For real?" And he said, "Yes." But again, I didn't know this until I was in my 30s, late 30s. I was probably in my late 30s, early 40s, when he actually said that to me. And then I realized, oh, my goodness, like you're saying, the lineage goes all the way back when you least expect it. And and then the other things that I know that helped trained me when I didn't even realize I was being trained is, as a freshman in college, the day before Thanksgiving, my father was diagnosed with leukemia. That's cancer of the blood. He had, unbeknownst to me, unbeknownst to my mother, my brother, he had bruises all over his body. But he had been sleeping on another couch, you know, downstairs, because he said his tooth was bothering him, so my mother never knew. But the tooth was getting so bad, he had to go to the doctor. They said, "Well, we can't pull your tooth because something's going on here." Sent him to the hospital. They diagnosed him with leukemia. He was a minister of music, you know, so it was devastating because all of a sudden he was pulled out of the church and what have you. I was in college. I had to drive back and forth for 3 hours. But guess what happened? Just a few months after that, my little sister, who was a year and a half, I came home. I saw blood in her urine, a year and a half. I was a freshman in college, same mother, same father, all of that great stuff. And I said, "Hey, you guys want to take her to the doctor?" Well, 4 days after that, on a Thursday, while I'm in college, I get a call saying that my sister had been diagnosed with cancer, some sort of cancer on her kidney or between her kidney and her, I don't even know what other organ is down there, but she was diagnosed with cancer at the same time. So within 3 months of each other, my dad and my youngest sister, a year and a half, were diagnosed with cancer. But it was during that time that I saw my mother pray like never before. I began to pray like never before. And even on this day, I can tell you that they're both still alive 20-something years later.
Wow. Wow, that's awesome.
And so it was situations like that I call a struggle of faith that helped to define who I am and that helped to build the ministry that's within me, and that's the reason that I'm able to say that God can do anything, that I believe in the power of prayer. I believe in miracles. Just this past Sunday in church, we had three people completely healed of chronic pain they had been living with. One lady came in from Titusville. That was 2.5 hours away. She had been diagnosed with some sort of neurological problem. They couldn't figure out what it was. All she knew is that she was living in pain. Living with pain, in pain, and thought that she was going to have to live with that forever. But we took the time to pray with her. I said, if you had to give me a number between 1 and 10, your pain level started at 10 when you got here. What is it at now? It went down to 7. I said, "Well, no, I believe that it can go down to 0. So
Amen.
Two more times we prayed right then and there, and then at the very end, we got her down to 0, and she jumped and screamed and told her testimony. And so I believe in the power. And so I know I, that was a roundabout answer to my lineage, but I'm saying I believe even down further that there are so many other testimonies of that.
Amen.
Wow.
For those of y'all who are listening in, amen, we are on the line, amen, where Prophetess Dewan Holmes Rollins, Rollinson, am I right, Rollinson?
Correct, correct. You said it right. Very
amen.
Good.
Amen. We're on the mantle of God, 347-945-5416. She's CEO of the Marketplace Ministry, amen, Global Institute of the Church, Marketplace Prophets.
Mm-hmm.
There were so many things I wanted to ask you, so I'm gonna take my time. You're going to hang with me tonight, Prophetess.
I'm going to hang with you. Go ahead, take your time.
Amen. Amen. So many things I want to ask you. There's so many questions, amen, because I know who you are in the spirit. And I think the first time, me personally, when I heard of the work you were doing, the Lord had brought me to, I believe it was some time ago, I was on the line, and you spoke a word. It was you and Prophetess LaTanya Smith,
mm-hmm.
amen. And, you know, this wasn't no vague prophecy, because Apostle Tyson down there in Dallas, he had spoken some things that I was going through in the spirit. And you had spoken, I mean, you and Prophetess LaTanya, and y'all would begin to, you know, describe the warfare that I was encountering the last 5 years. And this wasn't just no, you know, vague, you know, word. This
mm-hmm.
this was on point and things pertaining to, you know, the move of the spirit and my assignment, you know, my assignment. And, you know, when you get down to the meat of a person's assignment, you know, it's pretty particular. But then me personally, when I begin to see the Lord, people always ask me, kind of wonder why, you know, I call you a lodger. You know, I say she's a lodger. You know, that's how I see her, you know, in this present day and hour. I see you as, and I know you're very humble. I know you're humble. I know you don't seek the applause of men and none of that. But I just, even from the time that your assistant scheduled this interview, some things been happening. And I already recognized what was going on. I said, okay, Lord, oh, okay. You know, I felt the shift and everything like that. So I definitely want to thank you for joining us. Amen.
Oh, my pleasure. I love doing things like this. Anytime I can, you know, talk and share, it's a pleasure.
Amen. Now, my next question, how can people know whether they are a prophet or prophetic?
How can people know whether or not they're prophetic or they sit in the office of a prophet, huh?
Yes, ma'am.
You know what? I like to say this, and sometimes people don't like me saying it. I joke around a little. I say, you know what? At the very least, you should be able to prophesy if you're a prophet, okay?
You're
a prophet and you can't get up and prophesy. That's just basic. That's just prophetic 101. But the word also says that really everyone should be able to prophesy. Everyone should be able to prophesy, according to 1 Corinthians 14. And basic prophecy is to edify, to exhort, and to comfort. That's basic prophecy.
That's right.
But when you move into the office of the prophet, I like to call it a kingdom agent. You know, there's so much debate about whether or not it's an office of the prophet or a gift of, you know, the gift. Yes, we are gifts to the kingdom, but we are agents of the kingdom. And so the things that we know, even as a prophet, prophets have the ability to cause one to prosper. And so I'm just going to look at it at a basic level. The word of God in 2 Chronicles 20 and 20 says, believe the word of the Lord, you'll be established. Believe the word of the prophet and you shall prosper. So what that tells me is that a true kingdom prophet of the Lord will cause things to shift in your life so much that the thing that God has spoken over your life will all of a sudden begin to prosper if you listen to them, but if you allow them to be the shift changer in your life. Now, this means that as a prophet, when you come into contact with a true prophet of God, some things are going to be torn down, some things are going to be torn up, but then some things are going to be revived and restored. But this has to do with the mantle of the prophet. But, you know, just because you see things, just because you intercede and you see, doesn't mean that you're a prophet.
That's right.
I think so many times we are disillusioned, and I think so many times we fall out of our lanes when prophetic intercessors who are powerful, prophetic intercessors, but because they pray so much and because they are in the presence of God, they see so much. And because they see so much, they begin to try to operate like a prophet, but they haven't been graced with the grace and the mantle of the prophet, that all of a sudden their life goes haywire because they begin to invite another level of warfare that they didn't imagine because they crossed over into the wrong lane.
Oof.
And so, you know, I'm careful to tell people, you know, just because you see doesn't mean that you're a prophet. Just because you can prophesy with precision doesn't mean that you're a prophet. What I say is, let's look at the fruit of your mantle. Let's look at the fruit of your works to determine that. But yes, you should be able to tell a kingdom prophet will be able to tell a person their past, present, and future and connect it all together in such a way that they will walk in prosperity in every area of their life, because a psychic can prophesy to you and tell you something about what happened last night. A psychic can look at you and read your feelings, or from a familiar spirit, they can tell you what's going on in your life, and we will get so enamored because a psychic has told us something or because a prophet has told us something, but at the end of the day, when we leave their presence, have they told us how to prosper?
Come on now.
Have they told us how to walk in our destiny and how to fulfill a kingdom mandate that is upon us? Have they shifted something in our life, in our spirit, in such a way that when you hang up the phone, that when you walk out of their presence, you realize you will no longer be the same?
Hey.
And so...
Hey.
That's just a little bit. I mean, you know, I have whole teachings on it, but let me say this. Some of the characteristics of a prophet is they have extreme highs, they have extreme lows. And many people wouldn't be able to determine that it's the prophetic personality and the prophetic makeup, the character of a prophet that you're seeing. High lows, you know, high highs, low lows, lots of extreme circumstances that the average person wouldn't be able to handle. Extreme warfare, you know, they're called to extreme way of fasting and praying and just an extreme way of life that everybody else cannot necessarily deal with. And then that's the peculiarity of the prophet that we see and that sometimes is very hard for others to understand. But that's a whole other teaching.
Amen. I tell you, this I feel good down in my sanctified bones. Amen. You on the mantle of God, 347-945-5416. We are on with Prophetess Dewan Holmes Rawlingson, amen, of the Global Institute of the Church and Marketplace Prophets. Amen and amen. My next question, amen. Now, how can a person know the mysteries of the kingdom of God? And we know the master said, it is given, he said that to his apostle, it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God. Now, I know the Lord has revealed a lot of things pertaining to the kingdom to you, and you are operating that into the lives of so many people in business with the vision of the marketplace prophets and everything that you're doing at the Global Institute. So can you just, for those who are listening, just can you share as much as the Lord would allow pertaining to the kingdom and just the manifestation in this season, in this time that he's given to you?
Well, I think what we have to be very clear on is that the kingdom is different than the church.
Oof.
And right now what we have is a lot of people who are so aligned with the church that they're missing out on the kingdom. And when we speak of a kingdom and we speak of a sphere of influence, a place, something that God has given us that we can rule in. So each one of us has a sphere of influence that we are able to take our rightful place and take dominion in as a kingdom ambassador. And so right now, it's very imperative that we understand what that looks like for the people of God. So if we're not careful, we will get left behind right now, because the Bible says the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And since he comes to do this, he's going to try to do the opposite of what God would have us do during this season, which is manifest the kingdom. Manifest the kingdom and manifest as sons of the kingdom. So, yes, the question is, how do we manifest as sons of the kingdom, and how do we do the things that God has called us to do? How can we operate in the mysteries of God? The other thing that we are clear on is that the Bible says that these signs shall follow those who believe. It doesn't say some who believe. It doesn't say just apostles, prophets, pastors, teachers, evangelists. It says those, all those who believe. And it says that signs, wonders, and miracles. So what this tells me is that even in the midst of me being in the marketplace, in a business arena, I can cause signs, wonders, and miracles to manifest in that setting if I'm careful to the Spirit of God, if I'm careful to just being obedient. I think the biggest thing that will cause us to manifest the kingdom is to simply be obedient. This is a simple instruction that we often neglect, because God tells us to do certain things, but because it may not be deep enough for all of us, or because we are trying to be on a different level, when he just tells us to go and, you know, knock on somebody's door and tell them so-and-so, we won't do it because we are looking for him to tell us something deep. But the biggest thing that we can do to manifest as sons of the kingdom is to position our heart and position our ears to hear what God would tell us to do, and when he tells us to do something, to simply obey. Because it's in obedience that we will see the manifestation of the rewards of the kingdom, but it's also in obedience that we will see the manifestation of destiny coming upon us, because God is calling us all to walk and to go from revelation to manifestation. But I tell people, where there is no revelation, there will be no manifestation. If you don't get the revelation of the matter, you will never get the manifestation of anything. So the key to getting the revelation is to understand what God is saying, how he's saying it, and to allow his Spirit of truth to resonate and to take complete control. One of the biggest things that God has me doing right now is just declaring and decreeing that his Spirit of truth is reigning. Because when the Spirit of truth reigns, then everything that is opposite of the Spirit of truth, particularly perversion, particularly deception, has to fall.
Mm-hmm.
And so as I declare and decree, God, let your Spirit of truth rest, rule, and reign in this situation, all of a sudden what I thought was blocked up begins to be released. All of a sudden, demonic walls begin to fall down, because I'm allowing and I'm declaring and decreeing and I am accepting God's Spirit of truth, which is taking control.
Amen.
And see, when you release the Spirit of truth, then guess what? God will give you the mysteries of the revelation, and then within the revelation, he'll give you the instruction that will lead to the manifestation of the mysteries and the manifestation of your destiny.
Hallelujah.
But there's certain things that we have to do. Go ahead.
So a person may be listening. They're saying, okay, prophet, I hear what you're saying. Okay. How do I press into that place in my prayer life to hear God? Do I hear that? See, when we talk about, well, you got to get into the holies of holies. How do a person get to that place? How do they increase in prayer and getting to that place where their body heats up and they're just pressing into the realm?
Pressing to the realm of that next level, huh? You know what?
Yeah, yes.
You know what I find so many times is sometimes when we're, what is prayer? We know prayer is what? Communication with God.
Yes.
So the more we communicate with him, the more we have to allow him to communicate with us. But what I find is so many times we communicate with him, but we won't let him communicate with us.
Lord,
so what's the next level of really getting into God? You know, I like, it's called contemplative prayer, where sometimes you just have to shut up in his presence.
Yes, Lord.
Sometimes you just have to be quiet and say, okay, God, I'm going to sit here. No matter how hard it is for me, I'm just going to get here and I'm going to shut up. I'm going to shut my mouth and I'm just going to let you pour into me, however you want to pour. And I'm going to believe that what you're pouring into me is what I need. And I'm going to have my journal there and I'm going to write down whatever you tell me to write. And then once I write it down, then I'm going to take that and I'm going to meditate on it. And I'm going to begin to declare and decree whatever God says. But see, we get so caught up in shucking and jiving and robo shtara and doing all that 24/7 that we forget that God is trying to speak to us. Now, I believe in the power of prayer, and I'm one who will tell you if you got to pray in tongues, you know, 24 hours for a breakthrough, sometimes you're going to have to do that. But right through here, God wants to speak to you, so you probably need to be quiet for a little while and let God speak, because God is revealing to his sons and his daughters the secret things, but if we're not quiet, we can't hear what he's saying.
Amen. Amen.
And so how do we go to that next level? That's what we do. And you know what? We have to stop being so condemning of ourselves and of each other. Sometimes breakthrough comes when we just worship him. Sometimes that next level comes when you just worship him in what? Spirit and in truth.
Yes.
Sometimes when you can't even say anything, all you have to do is raise your hands and just begin to humble yourself before him, just begin to wave your hand and just begin to praise him, to worship him, and that's when you get that next level, because all of a sudden, as you're worshiping him, the angels from heaven begin to worship as well.
I believe we have a call, not to interrupt you, Prophet. I believe we have a call, or Pastor is trying to get our attention because we're going in right now, amen. Amen, we're going in. You know the kingdom, he says, a day is 1,000 years, amen. And amen, we're on the line with our Prophet Dewan Holmes Rawlinson. Caller, may I have your name, where you from? Okay, Pastor, do we have a call? Okay. Yeah, I hear the Canton Jones playing.
Right,
okay.
I know. We have a call.
Okay, amen. Caller, you're on the line, amen.
Kansas City.
Kansas City, okay. You're on the line.
Okay, I'm here.
Praise the Lord, you're on with our special guest, Prophet Dewan. You have any questions or any comment to what we're speaking about?
Yeah, I just had a question of Prophet about, I've been in the kingdom ministry for about 8 years. Before that, I was, you know, raised in religion like yourself. And my question was, why is it that we get prophecies about prosperity and then it never comes to pass? You know, and I'm saying for my life, you know, somebody has been faithful to a ministry, faithful, you know, prophetic intercessor and things like that. So I've been wondering for years, why don't ever, you know, people say, why do you get money, see you getting wealth and it never happens?
I think there are two things we have to remember. When the word of God is spoken over our life, we have to remember that prophecy is conditional. It is conditional, so that means there are some conditions that have to happen in order for the prophetic word to come to pass. unless, of course, there's a real kingdom prophet speaking into your life and they just cause a shift to take place and it happens because of the grace that is upon their life. But many times things don't manifest in our life because we don't recognize that there's some sort of, for lack of a better term, a demonic agent coming against it or a cycle that is coming up against us. For instance, I've prayed with people before. Some things haven't happened, but we've just done some deliverance sessions and broken the cycle of poverty or the cycle of holes being in their pockets. This is from a spiritual level. We've broken those cycles, and once the cycles were broken, then all of a sudden the wealth began to come. But also we have to realize that we have to war for our prophecies. We have to war. Just like, Jacob struggled with God, we have to struggle sometimes as well. So that means that if someone speaks over us, we have to almost, I like to say, become one with the prophetic word that has been spoken over our life and allow it to play itself over and over in our life and then allow ourselves to declare and decree and come into agreement with it. So from my, I would say there's probably, from what I'm seeing, I would say that there appears to be some sort of cycle or even something in your bloodline that may be keeping it from coming forth. What's your name?
Janaea.
Okay. And Janaea, can you identify that all of a sudden sometimes the same thing, it seems like the same thing happens at a certain time of the year or a certain time? It's like, ooh, this just happened to me.
Yeah, I've been in tons of cycles.
Okay, exactly. So I would say that would probably be it. But you're saying right now that you're living before God, you're doing everything you're supposed to be doing, you're tithing, sowing seed. The other part of that, let me say this clearly. There will always be seed time and harvest, but we have to be very careful where we plant our seed.
Right.
You have to always look at the fruit of where you're planting your seed. And if you see a cycle happening at the place that you're sowing your seed, you can best believe that that cycle will fall on you as well. And I'm saying it could be a great ministry. I'm not even talking about your ministry. I'm just saying in general. All of a sudden, you see a big, huge ministry. They're robbing Peter to pay Paul. Guess what? All the other members are going to be robbing Peter to pay Paul.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be a cycling of funds just going around the corner. But you're saying you're living right and all that, and if you are, then I'm just going to pray for you real quick.
Yes.
Okay, what's your name again? I'm sorry.
Janaea.
Okay. Janae?
Yeah.
Okay. So, God, even now, I thank you for Janae. God, I thank you for her desire to see the manifestation of your prophetic word in her life. So, God, even now, we come against every cycle of defeat. God, every cycle that has been released in her life, God, even generational bandages that go back 3 and 4 generations, God, we break it now in the name of Jesus. Every spirit of poverty, every spirit of lack, God, every spirit of lack of abundance, God, we break its power now in the name of Jesus, God, and I declare and decree that what you have for her is for her, God. I prophesy her into a safe place in you, and God, I declare and decree that every word that you have spoken over her life, that it shall come to pass. God, even now we come against the hydra, God, that cycle that would come every so often, Lord God, and that would manifest itself in her life in the same season. God, we break its power now in the name of Jesus. God, we break the power of not being able to live an abundant life in the name of Jesus. And God, we break it now in the name of Jesus. God, I declare and decree that no weapon formed against her money, her finances, no weapon formed against even her ability to get wealth. God, it says in your word that you've given us the power to get wealth. And so, God, we thank you for giving her the power, the strategies to begin to get wealth and to build wealth in the name of Jesus. So, God, now I prophesy a hedge of protection around her family. God, everything that she has need of, God, I say, so be it unto her. And even now, God, as your prophet, I connect my faith with her faith, God. what she has need of. God, I say, so be it and let it be done. God, I stand with a spirit of expectancy, expecting to hear a great report about the manifestation of the words that you have spoken. And God, even now, I release wisdom upon her. Wisdom, God, that she might move in the direction that you would have her to go, and that she would be wise as a serpent and harmless as a dove as she goes forth manifesting your kingdom and as your destiny is manifested in her life. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 I receive it.
Amen. You receive it, so we'll be waiting for a testimony.
All right, thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. God bless.
Bye-bye.
God bless. God bless. Amen. You're on the line with Prophetess Dewan, our special guest tonight on the Mantle of God. Numbers 347-945-5416. Yeah, Pastor Hill, we're just going to, you know, finish talking with the prophetess before we take our next call, amen. You know, I just feel that we need to make sure we care for our guests, because I know she's a busy prophet, amen. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Let me say this, because we were talking about the manifestation and how we really can see the next level. The one thing that I want to make sure that people realize it is really don't take for granted worshiping God. Don't take for granted, because it says that when we get to heaven, we'll be worshiping him 24 hours a day, and you know that the angels cry, holy, holy. And what I'm saying is, if you could just begin to cry, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty in your secret place, then that's where you'll see the manifestation of that next level of intimacy with him, because it's in that secret place that we're worshiping him that all of a sudden we see the supernatural beings that are there worshiping him, and that all of a sudden we are transported into another level, another realm, where we exist seated with our big brother Jesus, where we are seated in heavenly places. And because we are seated in heavenly places, then we can stand above every situation and begin to declare and decree what thus saith the Lord and what is happening in that heavenly realm. But so many times we take for granted and we pay attention to time more than paying attention to just worshiping him and tapping into the Kairos timing of God. But in this season, God is calling us to pay attention to just worshiping him and to giving him our all, and to just erasing the Chronos time and moving into the Kairos time. And God says, as you begin to worship me in spirit and in truth, I shall cause your destiny to come forth, and I shall cause the manifestation of the next level of the realm that I'm calling you to. But again, it's going to take worshiping me in spirit and in truth, says God.
Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. My next question, amen, and I feel I had to write this down. This next person I'm describing, to me, is like a James of Jerusalem. I'm talking about your partner,
mm-hmm.
Your covering. Bishop Harold, tell me about that man of God.
He's a very wise man. Let me tell you that. He's very wise and has no problem really pushing me forth in ministry and allowing me to do everything that God has called me to do without worrying about, you know, whether or not the accolades are coming to him, or whether or not even I have the resources. I mean, what he does is support me wholeheartedly in ministry. And the reason that I was, I believe, attracted to him more than anything was really because of his wisdom and just his communication of just knowing the things of God. And the one thing that I admire about him the most is that even when I think there's a situation going wrong, if I pray about it and if God speaks to him about it, he is quick to reroute, quick to say, hey, I prayed and here's what God said.
Hallelujah.
And one of the things that I often say, I know so many, you know, I can be transparent with everyone here. I was married for 14 years. I've been together with my college sweetheart for 20 years, and married for 14. And you know, we went through a divorce. I wouldn't, you know, wish that on anyone. And as a woman of God, when you go through something like that, it begins to deal with the core of who you are. You begin to question whether or not you're still the prophet of God, whether or not you're still the voice piece of God, especially when you have been ordained together with someone else in ministry, and then all of a sudden it flops and you become a statistic. And so when I went through that, it was a very trying time in my life, and never really had a desire to get with anyone else at all. You know, I was going to get married back, or I'm just going to chill. But God spoke to me clearly and said that he would not allow my destiny to be foregone. So it was time for me to receive whoever he was going to send my way. And lo and behold, I met Bishop Harold Rawlinson. It was a business meeting. We met each other. But the point in all that is that his first wife had passed away as well, so we were both in in situations that were almost parallel.
Oh, wow.
But God put us together so that the destiny of each other could still be fulfilled, but so that the kingdom could go to another level, even in what he was doing. So I like to tell people that story about Boaz. You know, I can tell you all about that, because one of the things that you see about Boaz is that he began to put the sheaves out, amen, before he even became the husband. But so I began to see things like that even in Bishop Harold Rawlinson that really blessed me. You know, just average conversation, just making sure, you know, hey, you have gas in your car, just different things like that that made me go, why are you even trying to do this, you know? But he said, you know, God told me to treat you as I would treat a sister of God. So anyway, it's a good thing, and I feel safe and secure with who he is and who he is in God, and I know that he will always really, you know, obey God and do what God is calling him to do. But more than anything, he will also, you know, release me to do what God is calling me to do.
Amen. So Bishop found you doing the work. He found you doing the work.
Exactly. I was doing the work. That's a tip for everybody, huh? All the women out there, just keep doing the work.
Doing the work. And amen. I know the anointing. You just jumping ahead of me, man. But amen, I understand. How can that brings my next question.
Okay.
You already there, so I'm just going to say it for the listener. Like, what are they talking about? Okay, how can, and this is, I'm going to help you sisters, all my sisters out there, I'm going to help you. How can a woman of God, a man of God, who is single with a mighty mantle on their life, how can they, when God has given you a gift, he allows you to see stuff in folks, and you be like, oh, God, why I have to see that? And you see the things about people, and how, as a vessel of God, the courting process, I don't like to say dating process.
Mm-hmm. I understand what you're saying. Mm-hmm.
The courtship process. How do a person be led by the Spirit of God? How can you go through that?
And you're saying how can you go through it and keep it holy? Is that what I hear you saying?
Well, that too. But my main point I wanted to say is that, all right, because we know marriage is ministry. And see, for example, you and Bishop, I know both of y'all, when y'all jumped in this, y'all was like, look, okay, this is an anointing. You know, this is two anointings coming together as one. Mm-hmm. And I know on both sides, y'all had to think like, wow, God, I mean, just kind of walk us through that, you know, that process right there. And just, keeping it holy, but just progressing in the things of God.
Right, because, you know, here's what you have to remember. No matter what, he was used to always being in charge, and I was used to always being in charge. You understand what I'm saying? As it relates to our ministries.
Wow.
So we had to get on the same wavelength and just be able to yield to one another.
Mm.
Even in ministry.
Mm.
I had to be able to say, okay, I guess you're able to do that a little bit better than me. You can do this. But he had to be able to say, you know what, I guess you're able to do that you know, better than me. Why don't you do that part of it? So it really has been a merging of ministries, and it's so funny to me because whenever we talk to people, they're shocked that we've only been married just a little over a year. It was February of 2012 that we got married. And so people are shocked when we sit together and talk to them. Just this weekend, we were talking to a couple, doing a little bit of counseling, and you know, they were a little bit in awe that we had been married that little, but because of, I guess, the anointing and the partnership that God has placed upon us, it's able to go forth. But the other thing that we cannot deny is that we have parallel ministries. There were certain parts of his ministry and vision that connected with mine. And once we looked at them on paper, even after years, even when he thought he was going to just, you know, sell the church or do whatever and go back up to Atlanta, and I thought I might go somewhere else as well, by the time we sat down together and really looked at our ministries, we recognized that they were connected.
Mm.
We recognized that they were partner ministries. And so no matter what you go through in life, know that God always has the final say. God, just when you think that destiny has been derailed, God will give you and release unto you a new destiny. In that new destiny will be a new thumbprint that will put together yours and the others together as partners. And so that's what we've been able to do. But I'm not going to tell you that it's been completely easy. No, we both had to calm down and like I said, yield to one another, but more importantly, yield to what God was trying to do and what God is even doing in this season. Because the church that we have a church, but we also have another organization or a fellowship, and we know that we are called to the hurting. We are called to fivefold ministry leaders who have been hurt in church by regular fivefold ministry church folk. You understand what I'm saying? There's a difference between church folk and kingdom folk. So we're called to help build up and to restore pastors back to their ministries. We're called to restore apostles back, to restore prophets back. You know, we want them to come rest here in Jacksonville. If they just need a place to stay, just come chill here with us and, you know, allow us to pour into them, allow us to take care of them. But even in that, we are equipping the body of Christ as we are saying, hey, come partner with us in ministry. But that's what God has called us to do on one level, is to rebuild fivefold ministry leaders who have been torn down so bad that they felt like giving up and not moving forward in ministry.
Amen. We are on the line with Prophetess DeJuan Holmes Rawlingson of the Global Institute of the Church Marketplace Prophets out of Jacksonville, Florida. They also are the Worship Place, am I right? The Worship Place.
Correct. The Worship Place. You're right.
The Worship Place, amen. And I think one of the things I like to add, that just quick, one of the things that, and I believe we got a call coming in, amen. One of the things that quickened me is that the fact that you and Bishop, y'all have tapped into it. I hear you, Pastor Hill. I hear you, man of God. I know we have another caller, but I just want to get this out. And caller, I know you're there. Just give me a second. What I wanted to say is that when I ran across this ministry, I often tell other people about this ministry because it's very rarely that I feel so strongly about a ministry, because I recognize that y'all tapped into it. And what y'all doing is just a phenomenal job down in Jacksonville, which will bring me to my next question after this caller. Caller, you're on the Mansion of God with Prophetess DeJuan Holmes Rawlingson, Marketplace Prophets. May I have your name? State where you're from. Praise the Lord. You're on the Mansion of God, caller.
Oh, praise the Lord. My name is Cynthia. I'm from North Carolina.
Praise the Lord, Cynthia.
And I just wanted to ask a question. I guess it's not a question, but I've been pastoring for several years, and I moved from up north to here in Carolina 3 years ago. And it doesn't seem like the ministry is taking off like it should. And I guess I'm questioning. I've been praying, asking God, and maybe I'm not in the right area, the right place. So I don't know what my question would be, but
I hear God. I hear God saying that there's still yet a shift that needs to be made.
Okay.
Is that confirmation for you?
Well, I don't know, because I don't know what the shift would be. This is what I'm trying to figure out. So I'm kind of like, I'm not hearing anything from God. I normally hear from him when I pray, but I'm not getting anything. And I'm supposed to launch maybe sometime next month.
Mm-hmm.
Again, you know, in the area that I am in, I was supposed to go to your Friday night service. My husband got sick, so I wasn't able to go with one of my friends that went down.
Wow. I think we're supposed to be coming up there sometime soon. I just don't know when. But I still hear by the Spirit of God that there is a shift that's supposed to take place with you. Now, what type of shift, I can't say that I'm for sure, but I do see that there. I believe that there's a way of doing ministry that has to change, and even who you're going to cater to for ministry is going to change as well. So God says, daughter, no, this is a season where I'm calling you to try it again, even as you shift into, I think, new ways of doing ministry. Because you know what? Your provision will always be in the place that God has ordained for you.
Okay.
Your provision is always going to be there. And so when it seems like the provision isn't there, that's when we have to really seek God again. But I always tell people, when in doubt, stick it out.
Okay.
Very simple. Amen. When in doubt, stick it out. And when you stick it out, what you do is pray. I say there's nothing that a 3-day fast can position you to hear God clearly from. Because sometimes we think we're not hearing God, but really He's speaking. It's just he's saying something a little bit differently. And so, again, the word of the Lord to you is that I clearly see there's still yet another shift, but you have to pray to God and ask Him, what is that shift? Is it the shift?
Oh, okay.
It could be a shift in, 20 blocks over, It could be a shift in another area of town, or it could be a shift even in your blueprint for ministry.
Oh, okay. Amen.
So I would give God a 3-day fast and just ask Him to speak to you about that shift so that you can know clearly exactly which direction to go. But again, when in doubt, stick it out.
Oh, amen, and thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. God bless.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you, sister. Amen. 347-945-5416, Mantle of God. We have our special guest, Prophet DeJuan Holmes Rawlingson of the Global Institute of Church and Marketplace Prophets. Now, my next question, before we get to our next call, I'd like to ask the next question, because I know, a lot of people desire, to talk to you, and we're going to allow some calls to come in, amen, but we definitely want the people to know the vision. We're going to talk about your children, your sons and daughter, the prophets, amen. I always say that the success of a leader is about the people that they birth out.
Mm-hmm.
You should be, the success lies in the people that you're perfecting, that you birth out in this season. I think a lot of times as leaders, we may get ahead and build a building, and that's cool. If God gives you the vision, said, I'm going to put the people in there. But then if He even give you the blueprint for that, and you go ahead and just build a place that, okay, I need to go, I'm doing it for the people, instead of just taking what you got and just allowing God to raise them up, what is so uniquely, and how God had just, with the sons and the daughters, the prophets, that He has you raising up in this season?
I don't think there's another batch of better prophets than the ones that that I deal with and that, I do call sons and daughters out of the Global Institute of Church and Marketplace Prophets, and even those who have come through the personal prophetic ministry, because I believe we are a peculiar bunch, but we are precise prophets who know how to tap in to God and who know how to distribute from the mantle that He has placed upon us. And I believe also that there's a depth to our mantles that is not seen with everyone, because we're pure. P-U-R-E, pure. One of the mandates that God has given me is to eradicate the perversion that has so long plagued the prophetic. So when the prophets come to GICMP and we begin to raise them up or just begin to even see what they're doing, we want to make sure that they're pure and that their first love is God and that they understand what prophetic intercession is, that they understand how to tap in, but that they understand that the people of God are looking for servants who can just be real. Who can be real. And so that's why you find us on the phones Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday just prophesying to people across the world.
Yeah, I think we have another caller.
That music is loud, doesn't it?
I know. We got to get a doorbell, amen. Amen, caller. You're on the line. I guess they're giving pastor a hard time. They're trying to get through the prophet. Amen. You're on the line, mantle of God.
Now this is Nate.
Caller, are you there?
That was just I couldn't see because it's so low on the fish pole.
God bless you, Pastor Hill. Amen. You can go ahead, Prophetess Dewan.
Okay. So at least three days a week, we prophesy to people all across the country, all across the world, really. And during these times of prophetic ministry, this is one of the ways that we are training. But what we find is that day in and day out, that the people, kingdom people, and just Christian believers, have such a desire to hear a prophetic word because in churches across the world and across the country, it's not being done.
Mm.
You know,
go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, you go ahead. Fine.
So the signs and the wonders, you say, so there's a thirst among the people of God for the signs and wonders. They're not seeing that manifested in a lot of the churches. They're not
right, seeing
that, so now they're going forth and they find themselves like Saul did. They're searching for a word just from anywhere.
Right, exactly. And so we teach on a regular basis that it's okay to ask God for a word. It's okay. But what we're seeing, though, is yes, there are people from all over who, if they would just get a simple prophecy, just a prophecy, you know, of edification, exhortation, or comfort, if they could just get that, you know, once a quarter, their life would probably be so much better. But because they're not getting it, they're searching all over. They're searching online. I mean, they're finding psychics. We had one person call in and said, you know what, I called another prophet and asked them if they thought I should call a psychic. And they said, no, don't call the psychic, call the prophet. So even though they had called psychics before, this is a Christian. I said, you know, you a Christian? They said, yep. They called the psychic, but this time they decided to call the prophet. And the prophet that they got was me. And we, you know, I prophesied, and, you know, at the end of the call, she screamed and yelled at how, you know, awesome it was. And, you know, I said, okay, stop calling the psychic, call the prophet. But again, because, you know, there's been so much banishment by the body of Christ to the prophets because of some of the perversion, there's been so much ignorance and uneducation that the true prophets of God haven't been able to go forth. But this is the season where he's calling forth the kingdom prophets who will do the prophetic ministry, the apostolic prophets who will raise up prophets and who will teach people how to hear from God, but teach people also how to minister from God to other people so that the kingdom of God can come here to earth.
Amen. So now that brings me to the next question. Amen. The next question is, and you're on the mantle of God, 347-945-5416. Okay. Now, as a fivefold minister, we deal with a various amount of questions. And this season, there's one that's always come up. A person may refer to themselves as a prophet apostle. a person may refer to themselves as, let's see, a pastor evangelist or a prophet evangelist. To bring some clarity on this by the Spirit of the Lord, whether it be the transfer of anointings or what exactly is the right way that this is supposed to be done in the house of the Lord when discerning the anointing.
Well, I think what's happening here is because there, again, now lots of people are calling themselves prophets now. It's just the end thing to be, you know what I mean? I'm a prophet of God, I'm a prophet, I'm an apostle. But here's what we're talking about. We're talking about the dual mantles and the manifestation of the dual mantles. That have been released upon the people of God. So I'm one who many will call an apostolic prophet, or they will call me a prophet apostle. Okay? That means I definitely am one who builds up people, raises people, but the number one strength that I have is that I'm clearly, you know, a prophet of God, okay? But again, I was ordained apostle years ago and what have you, but I'm more so a prophet, but because of the mantle expression and the manifestation of the fruit of the apostle, then people will say, oh, that's an apostolic prophet, or they'll say, oh, that's a prophet apostle. Make sense?
Amen.
But on the other hand, we have other people who are just kind of doing it and have no clue. Because I come across people who have put apostle in front of their name prematurely, and then they wonder why they're dealing with so much chaos, so much confusion, and so much warfare. And then they get offended when I say, you know what, you might want to take that apostle off your name, or don't do that quite yet.
Come on.
Then they get offended and then still deal with all the other demonic activity and just chaos that is going on. So we have to be careful, very careful and very wise, not to ordain ourselves something that God has not ordained us to be.
Amen.
We have to be careful not to do things prematurely, because when we do things prematurely, then all of a sudden we will cross into perversion and not even know it.
Amen. That's why I tell folks I don't have no problem being minister, amen.
Amen, I know.
I don't have no problem, amen. And see, I know the mantle that's on my life, and see, people, they hear about, oh, I'm called to be an apostle, stuff like that. When I got the word, I literally about to cry, because I was already getting bust upside the head. And, you know,
right.
And so, you know, When you go through warfare, when you're anointed by God, you go through warfare. It ain't no easy stroll in the park. And you go through stuff. Yeah, you go through stuff.
You go through more than the average person. And see, you know, that's why they say, you know, don't mess with my testimony if you don't really know my story. Because, you know, there's so much more that happens behind the scenes that regular people just don't know about and don't ever see. And it's just kind of like what you were saying today, that just scheduling this interview was a challenge, because all of a sudden all hell began to break loose saying, no, we can't make this happen. We don't want this to happen.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it was a press. I'm not going to say a lie. It was a press. And then I think we settled on one date, and then it got moved. But I know you're a busy prophet. And I said, okay, God, I said, I know you're going to open the door, amen, and I know your prophet got to do. I said, you know you're going to open the door. Then the days leading up to him, amen, and just I've been running back and forth, calling Pastor Hill, and things were just going crazy. I'm like, you know, we going on the phone and everything. Everything was just going crazy. But I bless God to have you on here tonight, amen. But we're on the line with Prophet DeJuan Holmes Rawlingson on the mantle of God, 347-945-5416. We are over halfway through our broadcast. We're 10:09. We'll be going off the air in probably about the next 15, 20 minutes. So you still have time to get your question in or response briefly, people of God, amen, while we sit here and wrap with the prophet of God, amen. So let me ask you something, Prophet Dewan. Now, a lot of people, they're going through right now. The remnant, those who we're able to discern that are of the remnant, they're experiencing a flood right now. They're experiencing a flood right now. Most people are experiencing a type of warfare right now. What can be said to somebody, that remnant that's going through right now? Because a lot of people, they're going through things in their relationship. And what I find is often the people who are close, I've experienced this as well, the people who have been close to you. And what I found is this. The enemy, if he can't get to you, he'll attack the person that's closest to you.
Right.
And so they have to be anointed to walk with you. They have to be anointed to walk with you and to handle the warfare that you're going through. So what would you say to the remnant in this hour, a person that said, look, I know I'm called by God. I know I'm anointed by God. I know God has given me a word, and how can I just continue to hold on and press to?
I would say more than anything, what we have to know like never before is that destiny is at hand. Destiny is at hand, and because destiny is at hand, there's a war going on in the spirit that's also spilling over into the natural realm between the manifestation of good and of evil. So what's happening is there's a parallel world taking place, because we know that 2013 has been declared to be the year of manifestation. And on the other hand, though, because of it being a great year of manifestation on one end, because the number 13 means revolt against divine law and defection from divine government, that means, on the other hand, the enemy is going to try to cause a revolt against everything that entails our destiny. And so now more than ever, we have to know without a shadow of a doubt who we are and whose we are, and know that indeed it's manifestation time. So what happens when manifestation is upon us? That means we begin to manifest the good of God, but on the other hand, the enemy is trying to manifest everything that would steal, kill, and destroy the manifestation that God has for us. So how do we hold on? We hold on in hope, knowing that those who hope in God will not, shall not, and cannot be disappointed. We hold on. And we recognize that prophetic help is coming, that prophetic help is the revelation that he's going to release unto us. But then we also need to know that prophetic hope is there, and that's the manifestation of the revelation. And more than anything, during this season, we have to seek the sound. And that means we have to seek the sound of the Father's voice, but more than anything during this season as well, we need to seek the sound of the prophet's voice, the prophet that God has sent into our life. So we seek the Father's voice and we seek the prophet's voice, because in the prophet's voice, we will hear the Father's voice. And as we seek those things, seek the sound and seek the spirit of truth, then we know that the shift will take place, but in the midst of the shift, we will see the manifestation. And so I'm here to just tell everybody, this is not the season to give up. This is not the season to throw in the towel, but this is the season to stand flat-footed against the devil, to stand tall and to declare and decree who you are and whose you are, knowing that God will cause things to work out for our favor. God says this is not the season to get caught up in the distractions, because it's the little bitty distractions that will cause our destiny to be derailed at this point of time. But God says this is a season where if you keep your eye on the goal, keep yourself focused in on the goal at hand, that you will see the manifestation. And this is a season that the promises shall manifest. They shall manifest, but we have to be focused in on God like never before and know that this is not the season to give up. This is not the season to throw in the towel, but this is the season to stand tall and to hold on to God, knowing that he will cause things to work out in our favor.
Praise God. Whew, praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.
And you know what? Let me share this. I was ministering. I can't remember where I was, but the one thing that God told me to tell the people is they have to be flexible with him this year. They have to be very flexible with him. And so what he said was, tell my people that they have to be able to shift with the shift. So when the shift comes, they have to be able to shift within the shift so that they won't be shifted in the wrong direction.
Lord, have mercy.
So as we shift with the shift, what are we doing? We are being so flexible with God that we are allowing him to shift us in the right direction, even when it seems wrong. But because we don't know, our thoughts are not his thoughts, our ways are not his ways, but another level, when we are hearing from the Father's voice, then we know that it's the sound of his voice that will shift us in the right direction, even when it seems wrong. So again, be flexible with God and allow him to have you shift with the shift.
Amen. What I wanted to say is, amen, when the Father spoke to me, I know a lot of people, when they say God spoke to me, I know when I've experienced the Father speaking, it was in a voice, it shook my whole core. It shook my whole being. It shook everything that it was in me. It was a small, but it was very strong and authoritative. And I think in one instance, it was like, oh my God. And it's almost you get to a place like you're holy, holy. It's like the fear of the Lord. The fear of the Lord, and I be holy. See, because my past is well documented. I'm very transparent. I used to be a whoremonger, I'm just real like that. And the thing about me is that I got tired of getting beat upside the head by the enemy. So I live holy. Because the warfare, I mean, when you experience the Lord doing a mighty work in your life, you'd be a fool to compromise that.
Amen.
You know, you'd be really foolish to compromise that, to let the enemy come in by defiling yourself.
It's a no-brainer. It's a no-brainer.
Amen. No, very no-brainer. Amen. Amen. We're on the mantle of God. We're here with Prophetess DeJuan Holmes Rawlinson of the Market, Global Institute of Church Marketplace and Prophets. Thank you. Amen. So tell me about this marketplace while we still got a few minutes left.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Briefly, the Marketplace Ministry Series. Tell me about that.
Well, God spoke very clearly to me earlier in the year to do a marketplace series and a prophetic series. And what we do is just at the beginning of the month, on the first Tuesday of every month, we just teach on marketplace principles, and we teach on the things of God as it relates to marketplace and as it relates to people being able to profit, P-R-O-F-I-T, in their purpose. Again, I'm a strong proponent of marketplace ministry, meaning that I believe that every kingdom ambassador is called to a specific industry, a specific sphere that God has given them kingdom influence and dominion in, and that if we walk in those and we take our rightful place as kingdom ambassadors, that we will be able to overtake those industries, and we will be able to help the kingdom come to earth. And so every first Tuesday of the month, we just do one free prophetic series about the marketplace and one series just about the prophetic. And tomorrow we are doing marketing as ministry. Again, what we're doing is just releasing practical principles as it relates to marketplace ministry. For instance, the first one we did was 10 Reasons Church Folk Businesses Fail. And we just went down a list of why church folks' businesses fail, you know, from as simple as partnering with somebody who brings nothing to the table. just practical information. But I've been able to do it because I've been an entrepreneur since, you know, for what, more than 10 years now.
Amen.
And I've been able to see, and I know I'm a marketplace apostle when it comes to this, so I can normally tell you why your business isn't profiting and what you need to do to cause it to profit. And so that's just something that God has me doing right now every first Tuesday of the month at 2 p.m. Eastern. We just go through and just release great principles into kingdom entrepreneurs so that they can go on and prosper in the things of God in the marketplace so that they can not only build their business and make a profit in their business, but build the kingdom as well.
Praise God. Praise God. We have 10 minutes left on our broadcast, probably 7 minutes. But give your information out. How can the listeners get in contact with you, your ministry, everything that you and Bishop Harold are doing in this season, your School of the Prophets? Just give everybody the complete information about your ministry.
I will do that. You know what? There's one other thing that we're getting ready to do. Man, it's supposed to start next week. I need to really pray about whether or not I'm going to start it next week or the week after that. But it's the 21st Century Ministry, and it's called Easy Evangelism and Online Outreach Strategies for Today's Pastor and Ministry Leaders. And what we're doing is just teaching fivefold ministry leaders how to transition their evangelism outreach to the 21st century. So that means we're teaching them how to do online Bible studies and just how to even use email lists and things like that, how to be plugged in, how to do what you're doing right now. We're going to be releasing that and showing people the back end of how we do things as well. So we're excited about that. And the website that you go to find out more is prophetduan.com. That's P-R-O-P-H-E-T. And then my name, Duan.com, prophetduan.com. We keep that full of information and what's happening. But that is where you also go if you want to book a time of just prophetic ministry, where you click on the book now button, which is to the right of the screen. And then whatever time works best for you is the time that works best for us. You click it and you sign up, and then you'll get a phone number emailed to you, and then we will meet on that line, and we will prophesy to you and even record it and hand it out to you. And then lastly, the other thing that I want to share is, you know, the GICMP, the Global Institute of Church and Marketplace Prophets. That's, you know, my baby. We're really getting ready to launch this. It's a membership association for prophets and fivefold ministry leaders, but we'll be ordaining our first set of prophets through this organization coming up at the end of September. I'm really excited about that. But this is where we give out just information on the prophetic. This is where our School of the Prophets comes out of. All the different free webinars that you see us doing, that one, but even the paid trainings that we offer come out of there as well. So you just go to globalpropheticinstitute.com. Again, globalpropheticinstitute.com. You put your email in there, and then that keeps everybody in touch with us. And then lastly, I will give you our toll-free number. It's 877-595-9117. Again, 877-595-9117, extension 721, puts you in touch with Valerie, and she puts you in touch with me. And if you're ever in Jacksonville, you've got to stop by the worship place. You've got to stop by the worship place. We're there every Sunday at 10 a.m. But one of the things that we're doing now that is really great is every Wednesday we're having a time of just soaking worship and prayer, where we just get together and worship and pray. And so we'll worship, and we'll just begin to declare a decree what God is saying, because that's just something, you know, it started off as a fast, but God kept us doing it. And we get people who just show up because they just need to be refilled, refueled, and it's a blessing to be able to offer that to the community.
Wow. Man, I bless God. Prophet, we definitely enjoyed having you. I know I did. And all my spirit-filled believers of the Lord Jesus Christ, I know y'all have been just greatly blessed. I know people have got to have their notebooks out, and if you ain't took no notes, you better go back to that playback and listen to it. Go to the website. Plan a trip to Jacksonville.
Amen.
You need to
do
go
that.
Down there. You need to go to Jacksonville, amen, and see Bishop Harold, amen, and the prophet, amen. Be blessed. Get reinvigorated. Get quickened. Take that low fuel light off, amen, and hear what Lord is saying, amen. Get yourself prepared for this next shift in the name of Jesus Christ. I bless God for you on tonight because God has just confirmed a lot of things, amen.
Amen.
And if
amen.
if there's been any questions, especially about apostleship, this is the fruit of one right here. This is the fruit of one
Thank
right
you.
Here. So I bless God for you. Amen.
Thank you so much.
Name. And please, please come back. Amen. Please come back.
You know, we'd love to come back. We always, you know, anytime you want to talk, just let me know. We'd love to come back and chat with you.
Amen.
I'm hoping to get up to your area real soon as well. I know we're supposed to be. I just got to see what's going on. But, you know, we travel. We will travel when we do travel because this is what God is calling us to do during this season, you know, to really be a liaison between pastors and prophets and apostles and prophets to really help them work together as a team for the kingdom. And so we're doing that at, you know, churches and ministries all across the country, and we have some, you know, other international trips coming up as well. So we thank God for the opportunities he's presenting our way.
Amen, amen. Lord, I don't even want to let you go, amen. But praise
I've got to go.
I don't even want to let you go, amen.
Now, look,
Lord,
let me
mercy.
Tell you this now. I stayed on with you longer than I had anticipated because, you know, Monday nights, guess what tonight is? It's the first Monday of the night. So, you know, I'm supposed to be on that line with Prophetess Tanya prophesying to people right now, but I'm sure she's holding
Lord.
Down the fort.
I know how Prophet Tanya roll. Oh, Lord. Amen. Amen. Tell Prophetess I say hello. Amen.
Amen. We
know.
Definitely do that, but I'm sure she's doing fine.
Amen. She probably already know. Amen. Praise the Lord. You can close us out in prayer. Amen. I believe we got like 3 minutes left, 2 minutes
okay.
left.
I will definitely do that. So, God,
Amen.
Even now, we just thank you for this time of ministry. We thank you, God, for this time of communication and nurturing in the spirit and in the natural. God, I thank you for every person who is listening, who is on this call right now, who's listening by the computer airwaves as well. God, I lift them up to you, and I declare and decree that no weapon formed against them shall prosper. God, I declare that this is a season where they will walk into their destiny, God, and they will be able to shift with the things of God and shift in the shift. God, even now, we thank you for the man of God and this ministry that he and Pastor Heal have. God, we thank you for them partnering together with this. And God, I just speak a blessing upon them, and I thank you, God, for increase in every area of their lives as they continue to obey you and as they continue to nurture this ministry, God. So now, God, I thank you that even now your kingdom is coming and your will is being done here on earth as it already is in heaven. God, I thank you for every apostle, every prophet, every pastor, every teacher, every evangelist. And I thank you, God, that even on this night, God, that they are increased by all might and all strength, God, even now. I thank you, God, for releasing mysteries unto them, and that even on this night, God, that you will begin to bring revelation that will lead to manifestation. God, that they will wake up in the morning revived with a new understanding of who they are in the kingdom and what they are called to do and how they're called to do it. God, I come against every spirit of division, and I thank you, God, for the spirit of unity resting over every person who is on this call, Lord God. Let them shift into place like never before, and let them know that indeed it's manifestation time, and that as they surrender to you as they seek the sound of the Father's voice, that God, your spirit of truth will rest and reign in and through them, and that they shall see the manifestation of everything that they've been believing you for. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, God, and I praise you. Amen and amen.
Amen. We bless you, God. We bless you. Amen. Amen. Tell Bishop Harold, amen. We're going to put him on the spot, amen.
Okay, you do that. I will amen, let him know.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, Prophetess Dawn. All that you're doing, the work, your school of the prophets, amen. We just bless you.
Thank you so much for having me.
That's our time, amen. We don't want to let the prophet go, amen. But y'all know a word of prayer. Y'all keep this woman of God lifted up, amen. Been another awesome show, amen. Mantle of God, we here Mondays at 9 o'clock, Men's Room Fellowship, Thursday at 9. God bless you. And go to Jacksonville to the worship place.
Amen. Thank you. Bye-bye.
If you give it up, he will give it to you. Offer it up now. Everything's gonna be all right.
Somebody sing with me, oh. I need a